Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We pray from come on in.
Oh my God. How are you, Matilda?
I'm good.
Oh boy.
I'm good.
Oh boy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, let me put on the song. Praise be to God. I'll be right back. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. fearful and friendly word. You deny our culture, so we were conquering. Ah,
everybody. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Hilder, and our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I'm here to take your prayer requests. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And all you have to do is call in your prayer requests at this time. I'm sure there is something that or someone you would like prayer for. Amen? So we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection by the Wiggy Tones and Jesus Saves.
The things that you're doing, knowing ain't right. Don't even know if you can make it through the night. So let's pray. Don't have to be ashamed.
Never too late.
Never too late.
Proclaim him. You're listening to
reading for this evening, which is entitled Baggage Activities. And our scripture reading is coming from Leviticus chapter 19 verses 32 through 34, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation and it says, stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not take advantage of foreigners who live among you in your land. Treat them like native-born Israelites and love them as you love yourself. Remember that you were once foreigners living in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Praise be to God. So these few scriptures, in verse 32, people often find it easy to dismiss the opinion of the elderly and avoid taking time to visit with them. But the fact that God commanded the Israelites to show respect for the elderly shows how seriously we should take the responsibility of respecting those older than we are. Their wisdom gained from experience can save us from many pitfalls. How do you show respect and honor to your elders? Think about it. Amen. And verses 33 and 34 says, how do you feel when you encounter foreigners, especially those who don't speak your language? Are you impatient? Do you think or act as if they should go back where they came from? Are you tempted to take advantage of them? God says to treat foreigners as you had treat fellow countrymen, to love them as you love yourself. In reality, we are all foreigners in this world because it is only our temporary home. Hear me well. It is only our temporary home. View strangers, newcomers, and foreigners as opportunities to demonstrate God's love. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. And the text for this message is coming from Leviticus 19:34, and it says, love them as yourselves, for you were foreigners in Egypt. The writer says, Karen, a middle school teacher, created an activity to teach her students how to better understand one another. In the baggage activity, students wrote down some of the emotional weights that emotional weights they were carrying. The notes were shared anonymously, giving the students insight into each other's hardship, often with a tearful response from their peers. The classroom has since been filled with a deeper sense of mutual respect among the young teens, who now have a greater sense of empathy for one another. Throughout the Bible, God has nudged his people to treat one another with dignity and show empathy in their interaction with others in Romans 12 and 15. As early in the history of Israel as the book of Leviticus, God pointed the Israelites toward empathy, especially in their dealings with foreigners. He said in Leviticus 19:34, to love them as themselves, because they too had been foreigners in Egypt and knew that hardship intimately. Amen. And sometimes the burdens we carry make us feel like foreigners, alone and misunderstood, even among our peers. We don't always have a similar experience to draw on as the Israelites did with the foreigners among them. Yet, we can always treat those God puts in our path with the respect and understanding that we ourselves desire. Whether a modern-day middle schooler, an Israelite, or anything in between, we honor God when we do. Amen? Praise be to God. Question. Who around you might need your empathy for the burdens they carry? And how can you love them as yourself? Think about those two questions. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. God, you know the weight in our heart, and you graciously unburden us as we put our trust in you. Help us to offer care and compassion toward those in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. At this time, again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. So tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Praise God. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Needs to grow word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm preaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs to grow word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This advice is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyle. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm preaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, 'cause cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking the proverb that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Woo, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we have yet 1,000 and 10,000 deliverance to recount. 10,000 unasked for mercies to recall. No moment of our life has been destitute of your care. Hitherto, God has helped. And here we set up a memorial to that goodness which has never abandoned us to the malice and strategies of our infernal foes, nor left us a prayer to human craft or violence. The glory of his providence has often surprised us when groping in thick darkness. With a potent voice he has said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He has made his goodness pass before us and loudly proclaimed his name, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. To him be glory forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is our sweet hour of prayer and thankful Thursday. I'm quite sure there is someone out there that has something that they want to thank God for. Whatever it may be, we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. So all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204, and we are here waiting to take your prayer request. Praise be to God. At this time, at 7 p.m., I will be back with a mighty word from God. Unfortunately, our associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, cannot be with us this evening, so I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
gathered and recorded, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
somebody hop out and say, I'm going to get mine.
Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to share a few words of wisdom about our children. None of us know what lies ahead for our children. Finding direction in life isn't a do-it-yourself task. Our children are being guided. As they seek God, his plan will unfold in their lives. We can look forward to their future with confidence and certainty that they are safe under God's protection. Amen. And God's promise is, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41 and 10. Let us pray. Father God, hear us. We are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril. Father, hear us for our children, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand that plucks them. Father, hear us for our children, from the whirling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faith sadness. Father, Father, keep our children. Through life's troubles, waters steal them. Through life's bitter battle, cheer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Amen. At this time, I will play a selection, and I will, after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, our Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening, so I will bring what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. After the selection, God is sustaining me. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas.
come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God. Sustains me
late in the
midnight hour. When I can't sleep at night,
sustains me.
Trouble,
God, it sustains
trouble
me.
Trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes your friends,
it's sustaining me.
Turn your back on you.
Sustains me.
Sometimes
Jesus
people don't do you right. When I'm deep,
He is sustaining me.
Deep, it hurts, it pains.
Sustains me.
All of a sudden,
He is sustaining me.
The Spirit brings the word to remember it.
Sustains me. God is sustaining me.
And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful.
God is sustaining me.
Lord, I'm thankful.
God is sustaining me.
What a mighty good God we serve.
God is sustaining me.
God is.
God is sustaining me.
Oh, yes, He is.
And no matter the death, He always brings me.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, You have invited us to come boldly to Your throne of grace. We thank You for this glorious privilege. We come now with hearts of gratitude to offer our gifts to You. Use them to extend Your kingdom in the hearts of people everywhere. Grant that we may be faithful in every area of life, so that through our lives, as well as our gifts, people will come to know Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask that You remove Hilda out of the way and allow Your Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. And I thank You, Father, for this privilege to bring forth the word of Your word to Your people. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The title of my message is, "Please Hold for an Important Message from God." Amen. Now, the phone rang the other day, and I answered it. After several seconds of silence, a voice on the other end of the line spoke and said, "Please hold for an important information." Well, I did just what most of you do when you get one of those wonderful calls from a telemarketer. I hung up. Of course. I never did find out what that important information was. I am sure that there was a message for me. Amen. Concerning the life-altering benefits of vinyl replacement windows. Or maybe there were cold chills producing details regarding seamless gutting. Or maybe they were going to try and sell me some spectacular movies that even my dog would not want to watch. Oh, well, I guess I will never know, will I? It seems that everyone has something to say to us today. Everyone wants us to lend them our ears while they fill us in on what they think, want, or are doing. The news media wants your ear. Politicians want your ears. Advertisers want your ear. Most of these are words, opinions, and details we do not want to hear. However, there is one person who wants to tell you something that you really should take the time to listen to. In this passage, the Lord Jesus brings us an important message from God, his Father. He tells us something we really need to listen to this evening. You can hang up. You want to. But I would advise you to hold the line this evening. The Lord has something to say to you. So please hold for an important message from God. That is the thought I want to preach on for a while this evening. Amen. God has a message for you about love. Now let's take a look at the source of God's love. Not human love, which is biased and often impure as to its motives. Human love is selfish and is usually given out on the basis of what it can hope to receive in return. But God's love is not like that at all. God's love is always pure, always holy, always seeking what is best for the object it loves. His love is given freely without the hope of desire for anything in return. God loves because he is love. His love is never ending. Jeremiah 31:3, his love is always given first. 1 John 4:19, his love is precious beyond words. The scope of love. Now, we are told that God so loved the world, and the word so indicates the depth of his love. It describes the manner of his love for fallen men. It is a deep love that motivates him to send his son to die for the lost. This is uncommon love. This is God love. Notice the object of God's great love, the world. By its very definition, this love is no ordinary love. It is a special love that seeks to give itself away on behalf of the objects loved. Of course, this should not surprise us at all. After all, to love is the very nature of God. 1 John 4:8. And verse 16, friend, regardless of the curveballs life may have delivered to you, you need to know today that God loves you. Amen. Praise be to God. No one is beyond the scope of his love. The greatest thought to grip the human mind is this. In Romans 8:38-39 says, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. The second greatest thought is this. There is nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. Amen. God, everybody. Now let's talk about the sacrifice of love. The true value of love lies in what love is willing to give to the object it loves. You see, God's love is not static or self-centered. His love doesn't just sit quietly by while men drop off into hell. His love prompted him to do something for the men he loves. Many love like the man who called his girlfriend and said, darling, I love you. Cross the burning sands for you. I would fight a jungle full of lions for you. I would brave anything just to be with you because I love you. And if it doesn't rain tonight, I'll be over to see you. God's love is seen in the gracious gift of his son Jesus on the cross. The death of Jesus Christ for sinners is the greatest, most visible, and the absolute final word concerning God's love for humanity. And you will find that in Romans 5:8, John 15:13, 1 John 4:9-10. Isaiah 53:6, 1 Peter 3:18, 1 John 3:16. Look no further than the bloody cross of Calvary to see the extent of God's love for you. Amen. Praise be to God. God has a message for you about life. The worth of life. God was not content to see man lost in sin. He was not content to watch humanity march off into endless torment. God declared man worthy of his love. What grace, what love. Friends, we are not talking about people who are friendly to God. No. The Bible declares the lost man to be God's enemy. In Romans 8 and 7, in spite of man's sinful condition, in spite of the fact that natural man hates God and opposes all God stands for, God still saw value in human life. The value we attach to life is seen in abortions, insanity, and spiraling crimes. People around you may question your worth, but God declares you to be worth his son. The worry of life. God mentioned the ultimate worry of life. He uses the word perish. This word means to destroy, to give over to the misery of hell. There is a worry greater than cancer, greater than losing a child in death, greater than losing a mate. The most horrible thing that can happen to anyone is for them to live their life entirely, life without a relationship with the Lord, and to die and go to hell. Nothing in this world or eternity beyond can compare with dying without Jesus Christ. Why? Why, you say? Because Psalms 9 and 17 and 2 Thessalonians 1 and 8 through 9 says, because of what the Bible says to those who die without him, there is no thought more horrible than the thought of going to hell forever with no hope of release or reprieve. Yet that will be the fate of countless billions. Even religious people will be in hell. Matthew 7:21-23. Is it possible that you might be in that number? Amen. Think about that. The wonder of life. Not everyone will experience the flames of hell. Those who are saved will enjoy everlasting life. They are in a state of being in which they can never die because they know Jesus. They know the Prince of Life, and they are alive forevermore. John 11:25-26. Death may claim these bodies, but the spirit of the Lord, of the redeemed, will live on with Jesus in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:1-8, Philippians 1:23. The difference between the saved man and the lost man lies in one word, Jesus. 1 John 5:12, do you know him? If you do, then you know all about the life I am trying to describe. Because the moment you were saved, you became a partaker of his everlasting, eternal, new, heavenly life. John 10:10 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you are saved, you know what he did for you, and you know whether or not he lives within you. The testimony of Rusty Woomer. God has a message for you about liberty. There is a precise liberty, liability. God has a message for you about liability. There is a precise liability. Jesus says here, the difference between the saved man who enjoys everlasting life and the lost man who perishes is all wrapped up in the idea of belief. Here is the plan of salvation in its simplest form. Romans 10:9-10, Acts 16:31, John 3:16, Ephesians 2:8-9. Everyone in this room is trusting in something or someone this evening. Only a fool wants to go to hell. So therefore, I believe that each person in this room has some hope of heaven. Something that we believe in. You see, the saved man has trusted Jesus Christ, his finished work at the cross and his resurrection from the dead as his only hope of salvation. The lost man has not trusted Jesus. 1 John 5:12. He may trust many things, like work, religion, church, membership, etc. But he is not trusting the one and only person who can save the soul. There is a personal liability. The truth of the matter is this. If you go to hell, you will go because you did not trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. It will not be God's fault. It will not be the church's fault. You will not be able to blame your family or those hypocrites down at the church. If you die without Jesus, you will have no one to blame but yourself. Friend, your parents cannot make this decision for you. Your spouse cannot decide this for you. Your friends cannot do. No one in this room can do it. If you want to be saved and go to heaven when you leave this world, this is a decision you must make personally. If you leave this world without Jesus, one day you will stand before God and be judged for your sins. Revelation 20:11-15. You will be sent away into the lake of fire to be tormented there forever on that day. You will have no one to blame but yourself. There will be no one to point your finger at to blame. The blame will rest squarely on your own shoulders. Here is what the Lord says about the matter in John 5:39-40, John 8:24. Dear friends, if you have never been saved, or if there is doubt in your mind today, please look to Jesus and trust him. The brazen serpent, Numbers 21:4-10, John 3, 14 through 15. Those who simply looked in faith were made whole. Look and live, dear friend. Look and live. Nine-year-old Helen and her salvation story. Her faith summed up in these words. She said, "Daddy, because he said he would. God is on the line for you this evening. He is holding, waiting for your response to his message. What will you do today?" Friend, are you really saved? Have you truly, genuinely trusted Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you been born again by the grace of God? If you haven't, if you have not him and you know you need to, then you can do that today. If you are saved, maybe you should get into the presence of the Lord this evening and thank him for the time he rang your number and changed your life. I praise his name that I did not hang up the day he called me. How about you? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. To God be the glory. And my dear friends, if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. All you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, it's alive, and here's my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the body of Christ. And all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church to continue your work, your studies, and your following into Jesus. Amen. And at this time, I will give the benediction coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present and beyond all time. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Simple song.
Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you. we lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on, make concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, 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 oh. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, 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 oh
Whoa, 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 whoa. under subjection, walking in the light. I'm in the presence. I'm taking off and flying. My Savior draws nigh. My spirit's on high. I'm living
happy and free.
Happy and free.
In the hope of its glory.
In the twinkling of an eye.
In the spirit of
victory. I'm in the presence.
Most high.
I'm taking off and fly.
God, everybody, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We had our message this evening, and following the message, our inspirational music, and we thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in to hear Pray One for Another. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God, walked this earth.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.